Welcome to the Link to Prevention podcast, hosted by the CASARC Prevention Team.
On today's episode, I'm joined by a wonderful student from Mercer Island High School to hear her perspectives on sexual violence education and prevention. We're so glad to be joined by Haley, who is a rising senior at Mercer Island High School. Haley, thanks for being here. I'm going to go ahead and let you introduce yourself.
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, so I'm a student ambassador for One Love, and I have been since sophomore year. And One Love is a national nonprofit dedicated to ending relationship abuse. So we work a lot with like other young people to help end this like global health epidemic by doing a lot of like relationship education. And as a student ambassador, I've done a lot of things with One Love. For example, I started a One Love club at my high school, and that's been super fun because it's a good way to get like the student body engaged around this important topic. We work a lot with like sports teams, and we do a lot of these things called game educations, which include workshops before the games. So we've worked with 8 of my school sports teams, and we're looking to work with almost all of them at my school. I know it's different for like other schools, but at my school, we only have one required health class, and most people take it their freshman year, and that's kind of the main time that they learn about relationship health. And then it's not only talked about again until once a year assemblies in like junior or senior year. So I think having these workshops for these sports teams are just a good way to educate them. We'll also do like other events around the school. We'll do a lot of like poster making for like certain awareness months. So for example, in like February, there's like teen dating violence awareness month, or like sexual assault awareness month. These awareness months, they're not like the big ones. So I think just bringing kind of attention to these awareness months does a lot and helps like the students like know what's going on. We'll also have like monthly One Love meetings. And what I found really helpful for like engagement is we'll do a lot of things that like relate to the students. So like we'll use like pop culture references, things that students like see on a regular basis, and kind of show how like unhealthy and healthy relationship like signs are kind of ingrained into those references. So I've just really enjoyed working with One Love throughout my years of high school, and I look forward to when school starts again.
Nice. Thank you so much. You are busy. Like, it sounds like it's a really big part of what you do, in addition to all kinds of other really cool things. For those of you who don't know, Haley also has her own podcast. And also, she interviewed me earlier this year for their Mercer Island High School radio show. That's what it was, right?
Yeah.
So we have spoken before. This is not our first time meeting, and I thoroughly enjoyed connecting. And also, I'm curious if we can kind of dive into the way that you got connected with us as well. You've done such incredible work with One Love. I'm actually familiar with that organization from my time in college. So it's incredible that you're doing that work already in high school. And yeah, and I'm curious kind of from there, because it sounds like that's right, a huge connection for you to this work that we do here at CASARC. How did you hear about us and get connected to CASARC?
So basically, as you said, I'm part of my high school's radio station called KMH 8 on the Bridge. And one of our assignments was like interview like a change maker, a difference maker in your community. And I was really interested in interviewing someone related to the work I do at One Love. So I was just like researching online about different like organizations surrounding like sexual violence or domestic violence. And I found CASARC's work online. And I actually reached out to Chris. And then he reached out back saying that like, we're actually coming to your high school. So like, that's super cool. We're just a lot of back and forth. And we finally, I got to interview you, and that's kind of just how I found CASARC, like online.
Cool. And yes, so what Haley alluded to there too, and what she touched on, was that our prevention team went to Mercer Island High School during Sexual Assault Awareness Month and supported the senior class during one of their sexual assault assemblies. You also were mentioning, Haley, about all these really cool initiatives that you do at your school. And I'm curious to hear your perspective and hear your voice a little bit on this. Is how have you seen students at your school or other students respond to these, whether they're sexual assault or domestic violence, interpersonal violence initiatives?
I think for the most part, it's mostly positive and people are usually respectful. But I also think it's super hard, and there are those like few people that don't take it seriously. Like, for example, we had a consent assembly for juniors this past year, and that wasn't taken seriously at all. There was a lot of laughing, joking it off. No one was really paying attention. And I think a part of that is we're having a consent assembly when there's like 16, 17, 18 year olds. And like by then, I feel like we've already established these like certain like beliefs or behaviors surrounding consent that we don't really want to hear it anymore. And I think that's a really hard thing. And then like regarding the work I do at One Love and how people have taken that, like I said, for the most part, people are like super respectful during our workshops and like really nice to us. But we did have this one instance where we had to do a workshop again with the sports team because they were super disrespectful. And I think it just goes to show how there's still so much work to be done regarding like this education and how like you might think that like, oh, it's such an obvious topic. Like obviously people are going to think that, oh, it's wrong and that we shouldn't be doing it. But when like they're faced with this education, they're not taking it seriously. So I think that's an important thing to remember, how it is like an ongoing process. It's just like the reality. And I think like this constant work just like makes the initiative and the group like stronger. And like, even though it definitely was like a setback, we were able to have like the sports team in again to do the workshop, and it went like really well. So I just think like, when they learn that it's an actual issue, they'll approach it seriously. And I think with like all this work, it'll go somewhere in the end. So
yeah, I like that hope. Well, you're clearly doing really incredible work, and you've talked a little bit about education, and I know you also kind of come at things from like a domestic violence, interpersonal violence angle, and there's so much overlap, right? And like the work that we do here for specifically to sexual violence. So I'm curious, as a young person, what role you think young people will have in whether it be sexual violence, domestic violence, interpersonal violence, education and prevention?
I think we have like a huge role, like arguably like one of the biggest roles for me with One Love. It's a lot based on like peer-to-peer led education, like we were talking about before in our interview. And I think that's one of the things that makes what the work I do or the work that students do so unique. It's coming from a peer perspective. And I think that's like super different than when like an adult or a teacher or a coach is teaching you something, because we're able to kind of connect on the like the age and like the experience level. And students just have a huge role in kind of advocating for like sexual violence education, because I think it also affects like them too, because you're teaching people who are around your age and who will eventually, like, they affect your peers, and the way they act affects you. They don't affect like how adults or coaches or teachers run their lives. It affects how like their peers run their lives. And then I was kind of thinking about this, but I feel like students kind of have like a stake in like the education, because like educating your peers, it's kind of like you're educating yourselves and you're trying to better yourself, because your peers that you're teaching are interacting with like your friends, your family members. You want them to treat them with respect. And I feel like whenever I educate, whenever like One Love Club educates like students or student athletes, I feel like I have a responsibility to make sure they understand the information, because they're going to go out there and have relationships with my friends or people I love. And I want to make sure that they treat them with respect. So I think that connection is so important. And what makes like students like teaching or educating about like sexual violence the most powerful.
Thank you. Absolutely. Yeah, you said it all. So then thinking about our role, how can adults be more supportive of youth involvement in these initiatives?
Definitely not being afraid to talk about it or like support these organizations. For example, like at school, like I had a super hard time like finding an advisor, and on one part was definitely like scheduling and like not having enough time. But I think on another part, definitely like it's a hard topic and some teachers might not want to be involved in it. And I think when teachers are able to acknowledge that this is a problem that's happening at school and outside of school and in the future, that's when real change can happen, because when they acknowledge that, oh, I'm going to support these students no matter if it's like a controversial or topic that's not really like talked about in school, I think that's super important to make sure they feel uplifted and that their work can be shared across a broader spectrum. And I also think like for me, when I was with One Love, I reached out to a lot of like coaches to organize these events. And I think just like responding back to these student leaders, responding back to these student initiatives, like no matter what they do, just like being super supportive, being like, oh yes, of course I'll do this. Because when you support like these student groups, it helps them do more activities like this, because they feel more empowered to keep on reaching out. If their response is like nothing, they're not gonna feel empowered. So I just feel like reaching out and responding and staying connected is very important.
Yes, That does not seem like too much to ask at all. So thank you so much for the work you do, and you're awesome. And thank you also for coming and sitting down and chatting with me today. This was wonderful.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been so much fun.
Until next time, stay curious, be kind, and take care. To find out more about the services offered and to stay up to date on everything that Prevention is doing, check us out online at ksarc.org. That's ksarc.org. This podcast was funded in part by a grant awarded by the Department of Justice. Points of view in this podcast are those of the author and do not necessarily represent the official position or policies of the Department of Justice. Grants funded are administered by the Office of Firearm Safety and Violence Prevention under the Public Safety Unit at the Washington State Department of Commerce.